Standing at the crossroads of countless paths, which way will you turn? This question lies at the heart of Sheena Iyengar's exploration of human decision-making. As a blind researcher who has dedicated her career to studying choice, she brings a uniquely perceptive lens to this universal experience. While we celebrate freedom of choice as the hallmark of modern life, our relationship with decision-making is far more complex than we realize. We are constantly bombarded with options, from 175 salad dressings to infinite career paths. Yet this abundance often leaves us paralyzed rather than empowered. Why do we struggle with the very freedom we claim to cherish? The answer lies in understanding how our biology, culture, and psychology shape every decision we make, from the mundane to the life-altering. Our need to choose is fundamentally wired into our existence. Survival stories like Stephen Callahan's 76 Days Adrift at Sea or Joe Simpson crawling across a glacier with a broken leg demonstrate profound choices of life over surrender. This extends beyond humans. Rats who believed escape was possible swam for over 60 hours, while those without hope gave up within minutes. The perception of control is as vital as actual control. Our enlarged prefrontal cortex enables sophisticated decision-making, and even 4-month-old infants become distressed when their influence over their environment disappears. Choicelessness has severe consequences. Captive zoo animals suffer shortened lifespans despite comfortable accommodations, while humans in low autonomy situations experience higher rates of heart disease and mortality. Choice approaches vary across cultures. When Iyengar ordered green tea with sugar in Japan, she was repeatedly told one does not drink green tea with sugar. Americans prioritize individual preferences, while Japanese prioritize cultural standards, reflecting individualist versus collectivist societies. These differences appear in marriage narratives. Western fairy tales celebrate individual choice, while collectivist stories begin with arrangement and celebrate devotion. Even perception differs. Americans focus on prominent objects, while Japanese describe scenes holistically. Our cultural background doesn't just influence our choices, it determines what we see as worth choosing. We've evolved from a society where identity was determined by birth to choiceland, where we select from countless options, alternative family structures, geographic mobility, religious flexibility, and physical modifications. This freedom creates an obligation to interpret our lives as choices reflecting our authentic selves. Despite our quest for uniqueness, humans share more similarities than we acknowledge. Our self-beliefs vary little between individuals, yet we remain convinced of our distinctiveness. Our choices often reveal our desire to appear different rather than true preferences. One study showed customers ordering beer publicly chose different varieties than companions, but when ordering privately, they frequently selected the same beer. Our choices lead to unexpected outcomes because we rely on mental shortcuts that generally serve us well, but often mislead. The availability heuristic makes us prefer easily recalled, emotionally charged experiences over facts. Our pattern-seeking minds sometimes see patterns that don't exist, as during the housing bubble when people predicted continued growth, missing the recurring boom and bust cycle of economic history. We even struggle to accurately recall our own past emotions, constructing stories that align with our identities, but are often convenient fabrications. Increased attention won't protect you from marketing manipulation. Our conscious awareness is extremely limited, as shown in the gorilla experiment, where observers counting basketball passes miss a person in a gorilla suit walking through. Our minds function on 2 levels, conscious/reflective and unconscious/automatic, with about 95% of mental processing happening subconsciously. This explains why seeing a Coke can enhances perceived taste, or why attractive actors make products more appealing. In a Houston study, participants shown a Coke logo before tasting preferred those drinks over identical ones preceded by a neutral light. The Coke image activated emotional memory centers. People were literally tasting the brand. Even important decisions are influenced by environmental factors. During Arizona's 2000 election, people voting at schools were more likely to support education funding than those voting elsewhere. Attractive candidates receive twice as many votes, and candidates perceived as looking competent win 70% of elections, even from just 1/10 of a second photo exposures. The best approach isn't hypervigilance or ignorance, but a middle path, acknowledging influences without feeling obligated to resist them all. The famous JAM study revealed people were less likely to purchase when presented with more varieties. This counterintuitive finding proves true in business. When Procter & Gamble reduced Head & Shoulders varieties from 26 to 15, sales increased 10%. Similarly, Golden Cat Corporation eliminated 10 poorly selling cat litters, boosting sales 12% and profits 87%. Research shows that moderate choice, 4 to 6 options, versus large assortments, 20 to 30, leads to more confident decisions and greater satisfaction. Our ability to handle choice improves when choosing frequently, selecting multiple items, or developing expertise. Experts process options as collections of attributes rather than individual items, allowing better distinction between alternatives. Despite significant advantages of 401k plans, participation rates decline as options increase, dropping from 75% with just 4 funds to below 60% for plans with 59 funds. People postpone decisions when faced with overwhelming options. We instinctively prefer keeping options open, even when costly, creating a lose-lose situation. Choose quickly and miss something better, or exhaustively evaluate all options and regret what we can't have. The burden of choice is most apparent in life or death decisions. When Susan and Daniel Mitchell faced whether to continue life support for their daughter born with severe brain damage, they encountered a uniquely American burden. Unlike in France, where doctors typically make these decisions unless challenged, American parents bear the full weight of such choices. French parents in similar situations coped better psychologically, accepting outcomes without self-blame. American parents experienced persistent guilt and doubt, often describing their decision-making role as torture or execution. While we've rejected paternalistic medicine for valid reasons, patient autonomy creates its own challenges. Jack Brehm's concept of reactance explains our psychological resistance when freedoms are threatened. When choice is eliminated, we experience a motivational state aimed at restoring that freedom, often desiring the forbidden option more. This creates a dilemma in protecting people from harmful choices, as removing options frequently backfires. To become better choosers, write your life story through lenses of destiny, chance, and choice to discover which perspective motivates you most. Expose limited thinking by discussing choices with people from different cultural backgrounds. Conduct personal 360-degree feedback with close ones to understand how others perceive your choices. Keep a choice diary to identify patterns and use tools like Harvard's Implicit Association Test to uncover unconscious biases. When overwhelmed by options, narrow them to about 7, seek expert guidance, categorize choices to understand differences, and start with simpler decisions before tackling complex ones. Sometimes choosing not to choose is wisest. The art of choosing balances possibilities with limitations, knowing when to embrace choice and when to let go. In a world celebrating unlimited options, true freedom comes from choosing what matters and releasing the rest.